Y94 on the Playhouse in the morning. Sometimes, maybe happen to you this weekend. You find yourself in a battle, partner. You don't see eye to eye, and you just need people to vote and say, I'm on this side, I'm on that side. Relationship Ref provides you that finality. And today we got Jerry, who could not convince his wife to come on and provide her side in person, so he's going to do his best to get both sides of the story. Jerry, Relationship Ref, Team Husband, Team Wife, Team Jerry, or Team Wife, why should we choose you? Give us the scenario, sir.
So this weekend, her and I are out running errands, and I have to use the bathroom. So I pull into a and I run inside and use the bathroom, but I don't buy anything. Mm-hmm. And she just starts making the biggest deal about this. How could you not buy anything? You're using their facilities. You got to buy something to use the bathroom. And I'm just, you know, I have no interest in buying anything. I just wanted to use the bathroom. I mean, that's what it's there for. So I want to know, you know, is she right? Am I right? You know, is this proper bathroom etiquette?
All right. So basically, you guys are out and about. You had to go to the bathroom. You went into a restaurant, basically. We'll just call it a restaurant, just to keep it more generic. So if you swing into somewhere like there to use the bathroom, are you supposed to buy food? Team you would say no. Team wife would say yes. Now, if you lose, you're going to stop doing what you're doing?
I like that. Well, if I lose, I guess I'll be buying every time I have to
buying bleep every time I got to bleep. All right, man. We'll get some votes for you.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right, Relationship Ref. Team Jerry says if you got to go, you got to go. Team wife says if you're going to go into a place, you got to buy something to use their facilities. And if it matters to you, this was like a bar restaurant kind of place he popped into. Which side are you on there, Amy Kay?
Now, if I was in the situation where it was my fiance that had to go to the bathroom, don't buy anything. I'll sit in the car and you go stink up that toilet.
Yeah.
However, if it was me in the situation to go to a bathroom, and if I would not go to a restaurant or anything like that. If I had to go to a gas station, I'm probably going to buy a water bottle or Gatorade or something.
See, I'm on the flip side of it. I feel like if it was a gas station, if it's holiday with their 3 for $1.99 cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you buy something then because that's a smoking deal.
It really is.
But if it's a gas station, I don't think you do have to buy anything.
Yeah.
I think it's more of like you can go in and use the restroom at a gas station and you can leave. If we're talking about a restaurant or a bar or a Starbucks, you know, even
McDonald's.
Like, yeah, I would say you maybe want to buy something.
I think McDonald's falls in gas station realm.
Fast food.
I think there's a caliber of place where you can walk in and you can do what you got to do to that toilet. And I would say gas stations and fast food, that's free reign. You go ahead and you poo in there or pee in there, mm-hmm. whatever you got to do. But now you're talking like Applebee's, Boston's.
Yes. That's weird.
Now it's weird.
Wait to be seated unless you need our restroom. Usually not on the sign.
You get rolled up into Texas Roadhouse and be like, hey, how many today? I just need to use your restroom.
Two.
That's weird.
That's just two today. Thanks. No, I would say I'm going to be team wife on this one because it sounds like my guy Jer here is using restaurants and bars and places that are above the bar.
I'm going to go Team Jerry just because I don't know how urgent it was.
Okay.
But
I'm with his wife.
In general, you should try to not do that. Go to a gas station next time.
If it was a restaurant or a bar, then I would feel like I would have to go in and get a drink while he used the bathroom. And then everyone would know, oh, there's that guy. He just went and used the bathroom, and now she's paying for the tab. Mm-hmm. He didn't get anything. They're going to know what you were doing in there. If anything, do it at a gas station.
Yeah.
Poor gas stations.
Yeah.
Well,
that's so sad that a society we've decided that we can just destroy.
It's more of like a area. It's a glorified rest stop, right? Technically, gas stations to a degree. You got foods there. You got gas. You got bathrooms. It's not just the restaurant. You can't take a nap in the parking lot. Don't get me wrong, but it's more of like a pit stop.
Would you want a rest stop in town? Like a public rest stop for people to use a bathroom and take naps.
No, that's why they're always out of towns, though.
Only if they call it Fargo Spunk. then I like it.
Isn't that technically, what's the guy, the Flying J, I almost always thought of like a rest stop.
Yeah.
Flying J Travel Plat. Like they're the guys hit up the windbreak and then they nap in their semis.
I think that's probably pretty accurate, honestly. Yeah. Are you with Team Jerry or his wife, husband or wife in this one? Hello?
The husband is absolutely right. It's all these places. If you have spent a nickel there in the last 5 years, you got bathroom rights.
So if you've ever been a patron of the place,
yeah.
that counts.
That's ever in your entire life?
Yep.
If you've ever had a Starbucks, you could use all of their toilets.
Have you guys ever ever been in a parking spot where it's like four customers only, yeah. But like, you know, you're going to go somewhere else and it's such a good spot. You don't want to move. I would go into a Starbucks, buy a drink there just so I could have the receipt if I got a ticket back and be like, yeah, was this at 12 o'clock and now it's 5 o'clock? Yes, but I still was a customer.
So like,
no, I haven't been there.
In a parking spot?
No, I haven't done that. I know what you're talking about too. And it just still, that feels more wrong than using
what?
The bathroom.
Because at like, least I went.
Yeah, I know, but you now you're talking, like, it's one thing if you need the parking spot for like an hour, but are you talking about going to a Starbucks located next to a bar with a really good parking spot?
No.
So you went and got a coffee and then went over to the bar for 5-6 hours
no.
So that you didn't have to.
And it was probably like when I lived in Illinois more, and if I was going downtown somewhere and like you can only have, there's only spots for customers like CVS, but then there's all these other places nearby that I would need to go to. I'm going to go into CVS, buy something. I'll have that receipt in case.
I feel like that's kind of like Sunmar used to always have like the like for respect expectant mothers parking spot. I feel like that's like you park it there being like, I'll have a kid someday. We're thinking about it. We're talking about it. Like, I think that's kind of like that a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Does Family Fair do that? Or was that just Sunmart?
Isn't it the same thing?
Well, it is
like,
now.
It is. Yeah. But I don't know if the parking spot still exists. That I don't know. Mm. Who's with who? You with the husband or the wife? Hello.
I think the wife is right. I think that you should at least give them a little money because they're going to have to come in and clean up the bathroom.
Well, but what are you doing in there? What in the world are you doing in there that you're like, I feel so ashamed. I need to give you $5. Like, why even buy anything? Just hand them a
$5. What do you mean? Yeah, you're not tipping them. They're not going in there and cleaning it. And like, you're like, here's $5. You're buying a pack of gum and that's going into the pockets of... like Holiday.
Jim Holiday.
Yeah.
Creator of Holiday.
The creator of Holiday.
That's where it's going.
I don't... Do you notice that much? Like if you're... I guess I've never worked at a gas station or a restaurant. Would you actually notice if someone just came in to use the bathroom?
I don't...
Probably.
Feel like everyone would, but like if there's a host or a hostess, probably.
Yeah.
If there's someone standing there that watches you walk in, go to the bathroom, and then leave, they're going to notice.
So if you're saying like where you're at, the again, that category of like your fast foods of the Burger Kings and McDonald's and stuff of the world, people probably don't know if you're coming in just to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Though if you are going to do that at Olive Garden because the bathroom's right there in the lobby.
That's true.
That's true.
You might be able to get away with it.
They're close.
I'm really thinking about too.
And there's usually a wait, and so they might not know. Oh, he's probably just waiting. Got a family in the car or something.
You get away with it at the OG for sure.
To Jer's defense here. I'm calling him Jer, by the way.
Old Jer Bear?
Jer Bear. Jer here. I will say this. I get maybe the appeal of using a restaurant over a gas station.
It's cleaner.
It's probably a nicer bathroom.
You get a toothpick afterwards.
Yeah. Have you ever been to like the gas station where they give you the key and you have to go around outside?
Yeah. Let me tell you the benefit of that, though. I have not done it often. Been to those gas stations. There's just not many of them anymore in general. But when I have done it, there's a new level of privacy that you get when you're in like a completely different part of a building to go to the bathroom. You're like, this is nice. I can lock the door. Yeah. I'm left alone.
That's where he needs to go.
Yeah.
They never put it on something very inconspicuous, though. It's on like a brick.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, there's the guy with the toilet brick. Know what he's going to go do? Lay a brick. It's kind of gross.
Unintended with the keychain lanyard.
Jerry used a public restaurant bathroom, but didn't buy anything there. His wife says that that's wrong to do. You got to spend some money there. You with her or him?
I kind of lean with the lady. Like, you know what? Like, buy something. You know, you're going to use their facilities. You know, at least even if it's a restaurant, like buy a soda, you know, especially if it's a non-chain restaurant or establishment. You know, these are mom and pop shops. If it's a mom and pop shop, like you got to support these people. And if you're going to use their restroom, then yeah, I think she's right.
Okay, so for you, it's like, is it a local owner? You're like Perkins. I'm going to go destroy their bathroom, but Diener's Diner. I'm like, I'll buy a soda. Is that where your head's at? Is that what I'm to understand here?
Have some respect for the small business, man.
You know what the crazy thing is? I actually think as far as texts go, more people are actually very supportive of Jerry. And it's kind of like, if you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah. Someone said, I work at a gas station. We had to kick someone out today for sleeping in the parking lot. My opinion is if you got to go, you got to go. Who cares where it's at? And she even said people use the restroom all the time without buying anything. Sometimes they don't even make it to the bathroom. Someone saying, if it's a gas station, yes. If I use a facility, I'll buy something. But you can't run in and just buy something quick from a restaurant. But I do believe those restrooms are for paying customers. Another person said, gas station, fast food, using the restroom, okay. Nicer restaurants, you got to buy something. So many just people saying team husband or team Jerry. Someone else said team wife. I would never stop at a restaurant just to use the bathroom. Get a water or something at a gas station. A lot of travel locations do not have public bathrooms either. So good luck if you're traveling anytime soon.
Well, Jerry, I will say that while I do think that we are seeing a little support for the idea of maybe going to like the lowest caliber place, we are probably seeing more of a toilet's a toilet, and you win this thing, I'd say.
Yes, I knew this, but she had just been making me feel so bad, I had to call you. Of course I'm right, though. Like, you got to use the bathroom. You shouldn't have to just buy food to use it. Sometimes you got to go.
Next! The Morning Playhouse.